Hashem, life goes on even with the challenges that we are going through. And there's something very essential for succeeding properly in this situation. It's called simcha, to feel happy, to feel satiated, to feel how much good we all receive on a regular basis. That's what David HaMelech points out. Ki vo yismach libeinu, ki v'shem kodshoi v'tochnu. There's a simcha external, which means it looks like he's happy. He's putting on a show. A guy who's drunk could also look happy, but he's really not happy. Simcha salev means from deep inside, we recognize so many things that we have that cause us to be happy. That's what it's saying. The simcha salev ki voy yismach libeinu. The fact that boy, we have a Kodesh Bohu, who is with us and gives us everything we need, that causes us the simcha. And that's what life is all about. The more we can be semech b'chelkoi, the more we are showing that we have a connection to Hashem and a melech that gives us the energy to do the right things. When we get up in the morning, the right way to get up in the morning is open up our eyes and be excited that Baruch Hashem, I have another day of life, another day that I can take advantage of to be over to Hashem, build up my keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do positive things for myself and for all of Klal Yisrael. This is it's such a tremendous simcha that one should have. I heard that once somebody complained to his Rebbe about the fact that he's tight with his parnosa and he's having a hard time supporting his five children, and his wife says their apartment's a little bit small for them. He's having that problem. He needs chizik. So the Rebbe told him, before I give you chizik, I want you to pay attention to what you just told me. You told me that, Baruch Hashem, you have a wife. Not everybody has a wife. Baruch Hashem, you have children. Not everybody has children. Your children are healthy. Not everybody has healthy children. You have a parnosa. There are many people that are looking for a job. They don't have basic parnosa. Now you're saying that things are a little bit tight. Okay. We'll try to be mechazik that also. But that is a basic musishmuz, which you all could use. Pay attention. Some of the things that may be bothering us, before they're bothering us, see what we have. And the thing that's bothering us itself sometimes is a gift from Hashem. Okay, it's not complete. We need to work on things. That's good. But kivoy, if I feel the connection to Hashem, yismach libeinu, I'll have simchas alev. Ki v'shem kodshoi v'tochnu. I could rely, and I do rely on Shem Kodesh. Kedusha doesn't just mean holy. It means uplifted from the limitations of the physical world. We can't rely on anybody physical. Atiftechu b'nedivim. Because anybody physical is limited. He's limited in his power. He's limited in his wealth. And more than that, he's limited in his desire to help. Sometimes he has his preconceived notions of what should be done, what shouldn't be done, which maybe my needs are not the most important thing for him. Even though they're real needs. Shem Kotri means that he's uplifted from all that. He doesn't have any agendas. His agenda is to do what's good for us. And therefore I could fully rely on it, because there's nothing that I could do that's going to turn him off. Even if we do Averis, which is something very bad, but doesn't Chas V'Shalom turn Hashem off? It may cause Hashem to have to do certain things to help us get back on track. But he's always focused on our benefit. And that's the tremendous simcha we should have, of realizing that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than anybody else in the world. We're not just part of the creation, which in itself is a tremendous gift to everything that exists and lives and is alive, with all the complexity that every live being has in itself. But we are His nation. We are the nation that were given the Torah. We're the nation for opportunity day after day to transform our temporary state in this world to a permanent state. to say Le'ilu Nishmat, one of the soldiers that was unfortunately killed, one of the korbanos in Beit Shemesh. Lior Sivan, who lived over here in the last period of his life in Ramah, and he was a person described by his family as a person who was always looking for the good of every situation, always keeping people's spirits up, even during the war. Part of his responsibility that he felt is keeping his comrades in good spirits. Because when one is in good spirits, he can focus on the right things. And it was Ish Sholem. He lived in his neighbor across the hall, who I met, was a Yerushalmi, very, very different than him. And even so, they managed to have a friendship. And that's the way things should be. We're all the special Bonim v'bonas, children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all one family. And Chazal say even more than that. We're all like one body, one person. We think different. We have different preferences, whatever they may be, even different values. But we're together. We have to care for one another. Adarabba, we are the ones, the zeicher to be the ones that market the true source of our simcha. Simchas libeinu is bo with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shem kodesh. We have the source when we make a bracha, shekir yishonu mitzvoisav, Hashem puts kedusha into our lives through every mitzvah that we do. Every mitzvah we do brings kedusha in this world. We should be full of so much simcha, and our simcha should be so great that it should be so obvious that those around us will want to have a part in that simcha. That's the best way to be mashpi on those around us, whether it be our own family or our neighbors, whoever it may be. They see that we are happy, we're content. We are proud of what we are. We are proud to be the Am Hashem. That in itself is great for us and great for all those around us. We should be zeicher to learn, be a chochem shalom and mikol adam, learn from all those around us. And every day, unfortunately, we have another Kodesh, person who's leaving the physical world to the spiritual world, to be Melis Yosef, a Klal Yisrael. We are, Baruch Hashem, alive and well. Take advantage of what we have. Be b'simcha. And mitoch ha'simcha, we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, find. We have more time to give for Klal Yisrael. Whether it be another Perek of Tehillim or davening with better kavana. With our learning, taking it more seriously. Achasadim. All these things. These are the special koichas that Hashem gave us. Everybody within what he has. We feel the responsibility towards others. And we feel the simcha. That the reason why we have responsibility is because we have tremendous, tremendous koichas. We're Am Kodesh. Supernatural. Above the laws of nature. Nation. And use those koichas that we have to uplift our nation. And bring Yeshuas and protection to all of Klal Yisrael. We should see those Yeshuas b'mehera v'yameinu.